An increase in sanctions and an increase in rhetoric.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. North Korea is threatening a preemptive nuclear strike against the United States as the United Nations prepares to vote this morning on a resolution that would boost economic sanctions on North Korea. The BBC's Lucy Williamson joins us from Seoul, South Korea, with the latest. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, what would these new sanctions do?
Well, these new sanctions really are about targeting the funding that the US believes is going into North Korea's military programs. So, for example, they're going to tighten up on North Korea's international bank accounts. That's something that's proved quite successful in the past. The US froze several million dollars in a Macau bank account in 2005, and that was seen to have a greater impact, perhaps, than some of the sanctions have had since then. So that's one tactic they're trying. Another is to clamp down on illicit activities by North Korea's diplomatic personnel, and also to try and stop large amounts of cash going into the country, sort of being taken into the country by hand. So those are some of the things that the sanctions are designed to do, as well as, it should be said, for the first time, spelling out what exactly luxury goods mean. So they've got a list of items, yachts, racing cars, that kind of thing, to try and close any loopholes in the existing sanctions.
And what are we to make of this threat from North Korea of a preemptive nuclear attack against the United States?
Well, it certainly sounds pretty dramatic, doesn't it? And it certainly got the world's attention. But we know that North Korea does talk a lot of this kind of, you know, very inflammatory rhetoric. It's par for the course. Most analysts believe it would be extremely unlikely for North Korea to start a war with the world's only superpower. Having said that, the atmosphere here on the Korean Peninsula is tense at the moment. There's a lot going on. The Security Council vote, the military exercises between the US and South Korea, here in the South. There's a lot of tension, a lot of moving parts.
The BBC's Lucy Williamson in Seoul. Thank you so much.
Thank you.